Over the past two decades, sales of Christmas trees have dropped more than 20%. This season, Christmas tree growers wanted to collectively start an advertising campaign to try to reverse that trend. But as Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith reports, of all things, politics got in the way.
Real trees still outsell fake trees by about 3-1. But artificial tree sales have been increasing for several years. Fake trees now have a slightly higher share of the Christmas tree market than real ones. Horrocks Nursery has sold Christmas trees since 1937. The Choose and Cut lot is off a state highway north of Ionia, Michigan. Parents and grandparents cluster around a wood fire. A horse-drawn carriage complete with sleigh bells takes families down muddy rows of farm-raised firs and pines. Jack Hodeman drove nearly an hour from Grand Rapids with his family. They picked out this 7-foot white pine, chopped it down together.
And it's kind of fun. You know, it's a little inconvenient, but it's really fun to bring the grandkids out here and have hot chocolate and roast marshmallows. It's a good Christmas tradition to cut your own.
The whole family experience has become a key selling point for the Horrocks Christmas tree business. Marcia Gray is the executive director of the Michigan Christmas Tree Association. She says most Christmas tree operations are small farmers.
When we have so many different individual farmers, it's difficult for them to, on their own, execute an effective ad campaign.
Gray and others turned to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for help a few years ago. She wanted to see if a majority of growers would chip in for a national advertising campaign. There's already about 20 other commodities with USDA marketing programs. There's the celebrities with Got Milk mustaches. There's beef. It's what's for dinner. The first national campaign started in 1966 for cotton. Farmers pay $1 a bale towards the fabric of our lives, cotton ads. These fees add up to more than $70 million a year. And cotton growers get bang for their buck, $8 in return for every dollar they invest. About 70% of Christmas tree growers voted for the fees. So on November 8th, the USDA made the program official. Growers who sold more than 500 trees would pay 15 cents per tree to fund the campaign. Michigan grower Matt Horrocks calculates how much it would have cost him.
Well, you're doing 1,000 trees for $150. It's a drop in the barrel. It's not that big a deal.
But politics quickly turned it into a big deal. Within hours of the program's approval, the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, branded it Obama's new Christmas tree tax. Over the next few days, some mainstream news outlets repeated that slogan. Here's a clip from an ABC News affiliate in Tampa, Florida.
But he never thought he'd see a federal tax on Christmas trees.
I couldn't believe why in the world the government would get involved in the Christmas tree industry.
Marcia Gray got frustrated when she saw these reports because they're wrong.
The government is not requiring us to do this. The industry is asking for it.
No taxpayer dollars are used to support commodity marketing programs. The USDA just oversees them, and they get fees from the growers for doing that. Still, within days, the USDA put the Christmas tree program on hold to give everyone more time to understand it. Marcia Gray says the USDA should have approved the program months ago.
I'm not trying to put blame at their feet, but to bring this out in November, how did they not think that, gee, maybe somebody might try to spin this as something bad going into the holidays?
A USDA spokesman agrees that timing was everything, but he says there never was a problem with beef or cotton or any of the other 20 programs. For NPR News, I'm Lindsay Smith.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.